Welcome to the Fate Nation podcast, where your hosts Manny, Heavy and Fox discuss the world of gaming, new features and releases, unpopular opinions and everything in between.
Now,
let's get into today's episode.
Started in 3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome to the Fate Nation podcast. I'm here, your host Manny, along with Fox and Heavy. They're here. Somewhere.
Well, his son, yeah, he knows where.
they're over on the sides of me somewhere.
Yeah.
But shout out to Fate Gaming for sponsoring and hosting and buying our trailers and our salaries for, you know, of course, Heavy and myself. Mm-hmm. Fox is still on a trial period until she gets paid.
Well, I don't want your filthy American money, so...
There we go.
Perfect.
There we go.
Man, we rake it in now. We're setting aside a good chunk of change for you.
Dang, I know, right? Well, happy Sunday, you guys. This is we're recording a little bit earlier this month because I've got some travel plans coming up this month. So we're going to record today, get this sucker out St. Paddy's Day week.
Oh, yeah.
And then it'll be 4 or 5 weeks before we record again. So hopefully everybody's liking, subscribing, and hitting that notification button, right? So they can check out when our new stuff comes out.
Boop.
But anyway, how's everybody doing, right? Sunday chill day for us?
Very chill. I'm extremely hungover.
Oh, that's no problem.
Good. Cool.
Yeah,
that means you had a good night.
Girlfriend and I played Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we made this Yu-Gi-Oh drinking game. So how it works, like a bunch of the rules are just dumb, what you'd expect. Like you take X amount of damage or more in a turn. You play cards that allow you to draw more cards kind of thing, right? Nothing Ooh. Crazy. But one of them, and I love working towards this, is if you make the other person deck out, they have to chug a hole. And we were drinking High Noons, the vodka seltzer ones. And I made her deck out game
I was going to say,
one.
How many... Woo! You built your whole deck around killing somebody.
So my deck is a burn deck, but it also burns cards.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'll just negate all my burn damage, but I'm going to force you to drop every fucking card in that deck.
Nice. Nice. I mean, mill decks drive me insane. Yeah. Like, if somebody's playing a mill slash burn against me in Magic the Gathering, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I can't get going. I can't get my engine going because everything's going away.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same problem those decks have, though. If you can't get it going turn one, like, you lose. The burn deck does not work. It's not very good at holding. It's very good at controlling from turn one, which thankfully all worked out. And I won all four duels. So I'm the best duelist, and she's a little heated about it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
I
but
bet.
She came but up with you're... a rule that was, because I was winning so much, she was like, if you win three in a row, you have to chug one. And I did. And then I won the fourth and went, we need to go to bed. I'm very sleepy. I don't feel right. I don't think I'm going to wake up in time for the podcast.
I don't think it is out right now.
That tells me she is better at drinking than you.
No, she was way more hungover.
Oh, no. And we had to deal with daylight savings, mm-hmm. unlike Fox.
Yeah.
Daylight savings, which, by the way, sucks ass.
Stupid.
I hate it.
We do have it.
Stupid.
We do have it. It's
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's just not right now.
It's just terrible. It's just terrible. But you said you have Mother's Day is today.
Yeah, Mother's Day is right now. Right now.
Wow. That's awesome. Aw. And your mom's in the other room just waiting for you to finish up the pod, right?
So that way you can celebrate her more.
I mean, we did a lot of celebrating. And
I feel like it wasn't enough. Wow. You think that's enough for your mother? God, you're awful.
No, nothing.
Oh, my mom needs it for a week.
Literally nothing is enough for my mother. And she
she
deserves all the things. She can have all the things.
Oh, my God.
She deserves all of the things.
Hey, you're the one sitting here looking like, well, we did a lot. Like, well, apparently not enough. Be a
We're
better
on the
daughter.
Same page.
Yeah.
That is exactly.
Okay.
It's like,
if,
not enough.
If my mum heard you talking like that, she'd be like, shut up, you gross American. Just like, fuck you.
Yes.
Gross. Excuse me. I'm cute as hell.
Nah.
And honest. Just honest. That's all. Like, what can you say? What can you say?
Oh, and well, other news, very, very quick side tangent. So last week we had a community golf at night, which was very fun. If you were there, thank you for dropping by.
Nice.
I had a lot of fun kicking everyone's ass.
You had a lot of people in there too.
We did have a lot of people. Yeah. It was it was hard fought. I got targeted a little bit, but I won two in a row. Golf
nice.
A champ. But at the very start, when we switched channels, I wish Fox had switched with us because you would have heard it right away. Xanther said, "Heavy, it's so great to see you. You're my favorite part about the podcast." And I'm going to rip that fucking audio.
Oh, well, one
King.
Guy, Xanther, King. Please.
Hey, I'll take it from Xanther. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
He's just, he's really good at being complimentary to whomever may be in the channel.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's all.
You know how, like, we all have our, like, little things, like, next to our name, like, mod or lead? Can next to Xanther, can we just put, like, ass kisser? The brownest nose.
Something. Amen. I'm going the other side. Amen. I'm going the other side. But good for you. Good for you. You guys
Thank
had a good
you.
I think there was there was one Friday, this past Friday too, at fategaming.com, by the way, 18 plus community. Everybody should join and have fun because we do have a lot of events. Mm-hmm. And we had one on Friday that was like Goose Goose Duck or something which is like that was a lot of fun.
It's Among Us, but better.
Right. Oh, okay. It is kind of cool. I was actually winning, which was great. All I was doing, I was running from room to room just sniping ducks as soon as I saw them. Like, I didn't even give
a fuck. It's, like, way, way less buggy, and there's, like, a lot more that you can do.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There's, like, a lot of different
game modes. It's way less buggy. A lot of
modes.
Because we had a smaller amount of people. Mm. As far as the turnout, we had to play a certain mode where you worked as a team together. Some people were scanners and some were snipers. And every time I got sniped, everybody was dead. Like, I didn't even give a fuck. If you walked by me, you were dead.
Note to self, play games with friendly fire with Manny. None.
No.
Homie
nope,
is just
nope.
lasering.
And I won two games, so I'll take it. But we do a lot of those activities like you're talking about, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention, we've got a charity poker tournament coming up on March 22nd. It's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'd love to have as many people. Or if you can't even play, just buy a $5 seat, and someone else who can't afford it can hop in and play with us. The winner gets, you know, Fate Gaming merch. Yep. And all the proceeds are going to SaltyDogPaddle.org. That's the organization, and basically it helps any animals that need surgeries and stuff and their owners can't afford it. It gives money to those dogs or animals or cats or whatever that need turtles, birds, whatever.
Good cause.
Very good cause.
Yeah, no, really. Yeah, good cause.
And hey, it's an animal one that I didn't choose for once.
I know. <right? laughs>
Someone else said we're going to work on that, and I appreciate you.
Well, I just hired a new employee, and I thought as a nice gesture to her, she would pick out a chair. She works for two different charities that are somewhat local. That one is definitely in the Tampa, Florida area. Mm. And anyway, it's just a good cause. Help out some animals. We've been doing a lot of charity work over the past, I would say, 12 to 18 months. Correct me if I'm wrong, for vets, for mental health.
Yep.
All those kind of things. So we thought we'd just change it up a little bit this one time, and help out some animals.
For sure.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So anyway, shout out to Fate Gaming for that charity poker tournament coming up on March 22nd. Please sign up. La-di-da-di-da-di.
And join Fate Gaming to get your ass kicked by me in Golf It, because I have 103 hours in that game.
Oh my God.
I have 103 hours.
Hey, I'm all about the golf games.
Love that.
It's too much golf it.
No, it is not. It's not enough golf it. Fox, we should go play right now.
You can't make me.
I can't.
Yeah,
I can't, but I can be very rude until you do. It's about my own skill set.
Why don't we move into one of our segments, perhaps?
Sure.
Heavy's Hangout or Fook House, whatever. I don't know what you guys want to do.
Yeah.
Don't mind.
Fox, do you have stuff?
Welcome to Fox's House on the Fate Nation podcast.
on the friendly fire thing that you were talking about, fuck you, yeah. Heavy hell divers. I always have the lowest friendly fire. Fuck you.
Oh, okay.
Again, the point of it wasn't that you would have high friendly fire for all engagements. It's that you would kill me because I would yell at you.
You never specified that.
I did.
Oh,
go listen to the podcast back.
Yes.
Go run that shit back. I said all those words.
At the same time.
In the same sequence.
At the same time. Shh. End of voice.
No. This is my fucking house.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be loud as shit.
Mom just showed up on Mother's Day.
Fuck off. This is my house.
Me and Mom might have had some wine.
Yeah. No shit. You had some wine.
I guess.
And so, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it depends what you're yelling at me about. It's PvE.
He was just stating a
like,
fact.
Right.
He was just.
But the point is always, I'm going to yell at you to do better. Always just do better.
You know it's that doesn't encourage me. It never encourages me.
I don't care if it encourages you. Do better.
It won't
so
work.
So what about the. I was going to say, what about the game now that you guys like different? Like, we talked about it before you had even played it last time.
So I've played it. I don't know whether Heavy has yet. It's really good. Very, like, it's still kind of, it hasn't been too buggy for me. I've had friends who have played it where it, like, it's been buggy on them or a bit crashy. But, like, my experience is I've had one crash, and for a game that is not like a big game, and not like a like huge studio, and it was at the time the servers were getting slammed and it was a new update.
Yes.
I'm going to kind of go, yeah, that's fair. Now they have mechs, which is pretty awesome.
They have mechs.
Sweet.
They have mechs, Heavy. There are mechs in it. They have rockets and miniguns.
We're that much closer to the perfect Gundam game.
I mean,
where all my Gundam fans at?
That said, they move like ass. They move like
I expect that.
They move like a tank. So
right, I expected it to be like Gen 1 mech, where it's like kind of just shitty angles. It shoots rockets. It's done.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Like and so. I really enjoy the fact that it's like a persistent universe where everybody, like, you're having an effect on the whole, which that is a really
cool
part of it. Like, to sort of be like, okay, so we fought, like, things for several hours on this planet, and, you know, other teams have been doing the same, and something's happened. Something, you know, things have occurred. And then it's fun to go back in, like, a couple of days later and see. Oh shit! Like the robots are getting closer. Fuck.
Yeah.
We gotta
go stop the robot invasion with democracy.
We should do something about those robots with the fucking democracy. Yeah.
And it's a large. I like that idea. That timeline length of a campaign.
Yeah.
Like we had talked about a little bit earlier, but now that I've watched even more people play it, I haven't played it obviously, but it's just so cool to kind of watch too while I'm doing other work or something.
It's
YouTube on
great
watch people
to
play.
Throw it on
yeah it's also been really like there was a time when my friend because you get for anybody who hasn't played it you get operations where you get kind of a couple of missions that you do one after the other in order to get the rewards from the whole thing and one of my friends was doing one and I just kind of saw him online playing it and I was like well I'm going to drop in because I know that he wanted to play it at some point. Dropped into his game just as he kind of like exploded.
Oops. You dropped in.
I didn't drop on him, no. But like his whole thing, it wasn't going well. And I think he'd had several teammates like who were like randoms who had come in and like fucked it up and then decided they were going to just leave. And so I dropped in and then just like he had just asked for extraction. And so the plane came in. I don't know. There was like a couple of seconds left and I was like, well, no time for reinforcements. I guess I'll jump in the plane.
It's time to go. You're in and out.
So So I landed, awesome. Jumped in the plane, left, and like I just got a text from Hill Nater going, "You saved my whole operation."
Oh my god!
I got all
you
these
saved
medals.
The day.
I saved the day by doing nothing. It was great.
I would say it's cool though that you can do that. Like your friends flying, even if you're not on Discord, or you're not talking to them, or you're not arranging anything. You can just drop in and start playing with your buddies when they're playing.
Yeah,
and I mean, I love that.
Yeah, it's so cool. Really good fun game. It's the multiplayer aspect. Like it invites a lot of fun situations to happen like that. So, yeah, it's good. Do recommend people should play it. I've seen a lot of people like in the Fate server playing it.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah. Well, it's Heavy. You got to play it at some point soon.
Yeah, Heavy.
I will be. It did get pushed to the side due to an unforeseen circumstance called Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's time for all the latest news. It's Heavy's Hangout.
Okay, so for those who don't know, I am a huge JRPG fan. I grew up playing shit you don't know about. Like that real weird shit. Like when you went to go to the video rental store and you saw those weirdo games, those weirdo box arts, and you're like, I will never touch that. I was that kid. I touched all those. So I saw a lot of hentai when I was a kid. Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah.
That aside, you know.
No, that's a big part of it. Anyway.
Okay.
So
that's a big part of the mental screw up now.
Exactly.
Got it.
It's what led us to this moment.
That's why you are the way you are. Okay.
Nah, you're putting it together. But anyway, so grew up on them, loved them. I played Final Fantasy VII, the original, a bunch of times. I love it. It was very great. Not as good as VI. I will fight to the death on that one, but it's still an amazing game. Anyway, so I played the remake when it came out in like 2018, 2019, and I fucking despised it. I hated it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were doing a whole bunch of things with direction. I'm not going to explain the whole fucking game. It is a long explanation to do any of this. So we're not going to do that. But it boiled down to the story changes. I wasn't for them. I wasn't intrigued by them. The lack of story changes for the characters wasn't engaging because you're changing pieces for the big picture, but the characters aren't changing with it. So where's the enjoyment there kind of thing, right?
Right.
And the combat was pretty fun, but it needed to work out some kinks. Side quest-wise was terrible. I hated it. Then Rebirth comes out, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm kind of curious to see where they're going with this. I know that they're kind of expanding into a pseudo-open world type thing. Where it's not completely open world, but they have like those Ubisoft check marks where it's like you go unlock a tower and you can go find other things to do and do those other things and whatever, right? So the thing is, it's actually really great and it's not at the same time.
Cool.
So why it's great is because those side quest things that I mentioned in Assassin's Creed, right? That shit gets fucking boring after a while. You climb goddamn tower to scan an area and you're like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
So you go do a main quest, right? But after X amount of times doing it, it does get a little stale because you're not getting anything new out of it.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, it's actually kind of done in a way where you feel like you're helping the planet. Which is the whole point of the series. The idea is bad corporation taking everything from a planet and bleeding it dry. You guys are the ones who know what's happening and doing something to stop it or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is a lot of those like open world missions feel like you're doing a lot of awesome things to help the planet. And I love that. It's very thematic in its storytelling. And I love that kind of stuff. Combat is better, which that doesn't matter. It just is better. The parts where it's not great, Yuffie exists, which those of you who have played the game, you don't know what I'm talking about. Those of you who do know who Yuffie is.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I hate Yuffie. I fucking hate Yuffie. Also, Vincent, the cool-ass vampire, is not a fucking playable character.
Really?
Spoilers. Yeah, he's not playable.
Just story. Just story popping.
Just story popping stuff. Yeah. Sid. Oh, Sid isn't either, but he's just a pilot. So moving on.
Right.
However, one kind of hit or miss thing is the pacing of the game. I haven't beaten it yet, but I am very close. The pacing of the game is all over the place. Sometimes you have this weird, awesome emotional beat. Like, there's a specific one with a character named Barrett. There's a character from his past, and he has to work through this kind of very traumatic moment. It hits hard. It doesn't end satisfying. It doesn't end with, and no, we're all good. Like, no, it actually ends 10 times worse than that. And it's really powerful and moving. And then you go play mini games. But before you're also playing mini games. Yeah, it's so
interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. Also, before that, you were on a date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with one of your party members. Which, to those of you who are planning on playing the game at some point and don't want to date Aerith, skip two quests that are Aerith front. If Aerith is in the front, skip those quests. I know what I'm saying. You have to skip a quest that sucks. Skip it. Skip it. Otherwise,
yeah, but if you're a completist, you can't. You can't skip it.
I thought
the
whole point was that it was like my girlfriend, my boyfriend, and my girlfriend.
No, no, no. You only get one. But if you go with Tifa, you get to kiss her. And she's got massive tits. So,
I mean,
you know.
She does, yeah.
Yeah, she's got elephant titties, dude. So holy shit.
It sounds like they put a bunch of different game types, just slapped them together as a test to see which ones are going to work for the next rollout or whatever.
Kind of. Then, part of it is that Final Fantasy VII, this chunk that they're doing.
They're doing three or four games, right?
It should be three. If they do four, I'll scream. But it all equals out to about three games of content.
Got it.
Which makes sense. It was three discs back in the day, and they're long as shit, and they've managed to make these like 80 to 100 hours, so I totally get it. This section was part of an area called Gold Saucer, which is big mini games. Think of it as like a casino of mini games. And because of that, they've decided to kind of expand the whole game into that. So there's like mini games everywhere, which is kind of cool and shit in a way, because pacing wise, it destroys the pacing. But on the other side of it, they're all unique mini games. Which is kind of fun, because you're getting like a whole brand new like fight simulator, ride a bike simulator, Mario Kart. There is essentially fun. There's essentially a Mario Kart that plays 10 times worse
than
Mario
jam.
Kart.
That is awesome. Yeah. I love destroying my daughter in Mario Kart, so that's totally my jam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't recommend this game to you, Manny.
No one else. There's no time. I don't have the time.
You don't have the time for a game like this.
But I used to love that kind of game, though, like Final Fantasy games. Oh, my God.
Which one is like, six? Is that the one with boy with tail or not?
No, that's nine. That's Zidane. Six is the one where there are nine main characters.
Is it the one where they have guns on swords?
No, that is eight.
Yeah. She's getting close, though.
You're
getting
so close. You're dialing
so close.
It down. You're titrating.
Yep.
Is the one with the big sword and the pointy hair. Nope, that's seven.
Yeah, right. Getting close.
We're almost there.
There's so many of them.
Is that the game you were going to kind of talk about on the show then?
Yeah,
This
is
just bring that. Okay, cool.
This is pretty much what I wanted to say about it. If you want to play the game, I won't hold it against you, but I also don't think it's for everyone.
Yeah. Well, not all the newer ones, I would say, not all of those are for everybody that was, you know, way back in the Squaresoft early days. Just because they've expanded their horizons on what they're doing. They've got different directors and producers of the games that have way different influences and thoughts and processes on what they're going to make. So I get it.
And
I get that.
I mildly appreciate what they're going for, because you could, and I would have bought it 100%, not going to lie to you. If they had just made the games pretty and brought them into the future, that's it. That's all I care about. I'd play it. I'd play it. I'd buy it. Take my money. But they want to tell a story with it. Yeah. But instead they're doing this kind of meta storytelling where there are these like ghostly figures keeping everything on track, canon, but the characters are learning that everything is locked in this way and are trying to essentially break fate. and we'll see how the ending goes because of that. I have some feelings about it, but I'm going to wait a while and let them digest. On the other end, though, because that's it for Final Fantasy VII. I don't want to talk about that fucking game. I got to go play 45 more hours of it.
Also,
fuck you, Fee, and fuck Kate Sith. Kate Sith is a fucking cat that's not actually a cat. It's a robot controlled by some fucking dude named Reeves at Shinra, which is the bad guy company. And he's like, oh, what up the world by being this little cat idiot that talks like this.
I always thought that he was a cat.
No. No, well, you know. It's a robot. Well, spoilers for a game that came out 20 years ago.
Spoiler. Yeah, right.
Or,
exactly.
No, way more than that.
I was definitely going to play it.
Yeah, that was big in your alley. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, but I don't want to talk about it much because I'm giving everyone the chance, is Dune Part 2.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
I will not say much about it other than please go see it in IMAX. It is, I don't talk.
Oh, I'm sure it's awesome.
It's amazing. It is amazing. It is.
When I saw Avatar, even though I didn't care for it all that much, the second Avatar, when I saw it in IMAX, that was like an unbelievable experience.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
It was awesome, man. So there's, because you were like there.
Yes. And that's a big thing with Dune Part 2. One thing I love about the IMAX experience with certain movies is that certain movies are mixed perfectly for IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two segments in Dune Part 2 that were perfect for IMAX because it's so much sound that it reverberates through you, but you feel that interaction with the character, what they're doing on screen. One of them has to do with a worm. So you can imagine a lot of rumbling and stuff like that. It hits exceptionally hard. And the story is done exceptionally well. Obviously, if you've read the books, you know what's happening. But
that's the thing. So I've got multiple friends that have seen it. Mm-hmm. I've got both female, male, whatever, that have seen it. And I would say, so all the people that read the books, right, which I have, love the movie. Yep. Because it is part two.
Yep.
It's not part done.
No.
Okay?
No.
It's not even close. It's supposed to be part two. And even if it reflects book two, which it wouldn't do it in its entirety because the books are massive, by the way, if people don't know. Those people loved it. The other half of the folks, oh my God, this movie's terribly boring. And I'm like, listen, if you read book two, there's a lot of, I don't call it dead air. It's just you're building up what is supposed to happen.
It's a setup, right?
Three books later, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's there's buildup in it, and for me, if it's anything, and I talked about this before, if it's anything like Lord of the Rings and the extended version movies are more like the books, then that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
So and hopefully there's an extended version of the movie.
If there is, I'll be so excited.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
So, without ruining it, I mean, I do want to see it. I want to see it, but I got to wait just a little bit.
That's totally fine. I don't want to spoil it for anyone. I really want people to experience this. Especially for like people like us who have read the books and are super into the world and know what's really coming, right? Like, there's a lot of insanity that's coming.
Real insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so, it's a setup movie for like payoff that you're going to get further down the line. So
yes, but there is also payoff within the movie. It's not like there's nothing. There is actually a lot of really good payoff.
Yeah, so stuff, but that kind of, you know, that happened in the original, like the first part where, you know, they were setting stuff up and then, you know, a whole bunch of things happened and
of course.
You didn't get sort of like an idea of like an overarching narrative that's happening here. You were having a bunch of characters introduced to you and then not introduced to you, and the world built for you. So I assume this is just more of that. It's just more world building and more kind of to get you more invested.
It should be.
It is and it isn't. How it works is the world building is contained within the world. There is a little bit of expansion with one faction.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, two factions, I'll say. I won't say anything more than that. But with two factions, we get a little bit more world building. We get to understand them a little bit better. But there are a lot of the focus is on the planet Dune or Arrakis, whatever one you want to call it.
Now, I was going to say, too, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. This is still a Hollywood-made movie, right? So there has to be payoff within the movie to get the regular dolts to go along with the fact that it's a movie.
The regular dolts.
And they're going to see a movie. Yes. I'm going to call them dolts.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, like, there's got to be a little bit of some Hollywood, you know, condiments on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Just to, add some flavor.
And there absolutely is. But when you watch it, Manny, you'll notice, just because you've read the books as well, and this goes for anyone, there are going to be some scenes that you want expanded further, that you're going to watch and be like, I kind of wish they had let this breathe just five more minutes.
Right.
Mind you,
and that's why I'm hoping the movie is extended version.
I hope so too, but the movie is 2 hours and 46 minutes. So.
Oh, yeah.
Holy,
no, I get it.
I didn't know it was that long, but.
Oh,
that
it's
makes
a,
sense.
It is a trek.
It needs to be longer.
It does.
It needs to be 4 hours plus.
I understand plus. Like how much of it there is in order to put into a movie. Which, when I was a lot younger, I had no idea. I thought Dune was just the one book.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, that's when I was like 10. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, when Sting's on screen, you're like, this is perfect. Why do we need to go anywhere else? I'm just kidding. But anyway, I got to talk. Well, you just talked about a movie, so I'm going to talk about a show that I've been watching, which is absolutely fantastic. Unless, Fox, you had something else you wanted to
I'm good.
Talk about.
The Fookhouse is closed.
The Fookhouse is closed. Mm-hmm. So the show that I just started watching that just came out is Shogun. On FX, okay, and it's brand new. There's three episodes out. Super, very cerebral in the first episode. It's like an hour and 5 minutes or something like that.
Okay,
but it's all about the, you know, history of the Portuguese, the Japanese, the warrior sex at that time in the, I think it's 18th century, and the interaction between. Also Christians, I mean, coming on board that hate the Portuguese, the Catholics, the Protestants come in, hate the Catholics. They have their own problems. But, of course, they're doing all this while in the background wanting to take over Japan at that time. And the warring sects of Japan have their own problems. So there's a ton of buildup and everything. Yep. But the way it's shot, the story writing, unbelievable. But I will say there's a lot of, I mean, it's all subtitles too, because you're speaking, you know, different languages across the board, Portuguese, you know, Japanese, and then
English.
There's, you know, the English come in.
Mm. You can't understand us very well.
But the buildup of the characters and the, you know, building the lands, the landscape of everything in the first episode is just unbelievable. It's so good. And then the action and how much money they must have spent. It's Game of Thrones-esque in the expansive scenes and shots. Of course, a lot of it's CGI, too, of course. But it's still pretty freaking amazing.
Ooh, and it has Hiroyuki Sanada. So I will be watching it.
It's fantastic. It's a great show. I totally recommend it. Now, again, people are going to be turned off possibly by the first episode because you're like, what the you know, is going on here. There's so many storylines and characters that you're just kind of thrown into from the Portuguese, the Japanese, and of course the English that are coming in. And you're just like, what is going on? But then it just starts to unfold and become the coolest kind of mind bender as far as the strategic movements of what these leaders are doing to pawn each other against each other. Mm. It's fantastic. It's like the ultimate game of Risk happening at the same time. So that idea of Game of Thrones is like they're doing kind of the same thing in that show where they're pitting each other. You know, it's all strategy happening all the time, even though you think it's not. So anyway, cool. If you like that time period, you know, the Japanese warriors back then, Shogun, that kind of stuff. It's like the end of that age.
Yeah, I'd seen the ads and it's definitely on my like queue.
And I was shocked at like, you know, there's full nudity, there's for a show.
Do we
on
hang
FX,
dong?
I'm like, there's boobies, There's man butts with glimpses.
Why do we never get dong? We never get dong.
Show me some fucking dong. Hang that dongle.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
We never get enough.
Maybe because it's an FX show. I don't know. You know,
that's why I like Game of Thrones. We hung that dong.
I know.
We gave you lots of dong.
Yep. I think it's because it's on FX.
Yeah. That's
maybe.
Fair. Probably. Yeah. No, but for show, FX, I've noticed that they can only really show butt and tits.
Yeah. And then IMDb, if you look at the even Rotten Tomatoes, I mean, everything is like in the 90s or 9 out of 10 or something, which is rare for a show because there's so much streaming garbage out there that's average. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, watch this show. Everybody's telling me, watch this show, watch this show. Oh, and I look it up and it's like a 6.8 or it's a 7.2 or it's a 68%. I'm not going to waste my time on our shows that are in that range because they're dime a dozen.
I never look up the reviews. Like, or the ratings.
I like to get an idea.
Oh, I love an idea. Especially, like, going into a horror movie, because I know it's going to be, like, one or the other. And I can't wait.
You can't wait to find out which way it swings.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, because then I go watch it, and I'm like, hey, I had fun with this. You know, like, I'm not putting all the stock in the world on a horror movie. If you made me enjoy my hour and a half, thank you. I appreciate it.
I think horror movie is something where you actually, if it is, 38% of Rotten Tomatoes, that's kind of in our wheelhouse. That's kind of a fun one, you know, probably horror movie wise. Because then it's, I don't know. It's like a B flick from back in the day, which is kind of cool. So anyway, that's been the show. That's the show I've been watching, which I love.
Yeah.
And then just real quick too, the game that I've been playing a lot of hours in is Under the Waves. It's been getting some, which is strange, some mixed results as of late on Steam as far as reviews. But that's because people are just complaining about, it's more linear. The storyline's more linear. It's like, well, there's a storyline that's linear. It's like Subnautica meets the movie The Abyss is what it is.
Ooh.
And then the side note is, oh, by the way, stop polluting our oceans. You know what I mean? That's really, too, what the storyline is about. But
I think I haven't watched anybody play it, but I've seen like some thumbnails of like some creators that I follow.
Yeah.
So is it what kind of gameplay is it?
So you've got a lot of interactivity on your base where you're setting up the day, you're gonna decide what tasks you're gonna do for those days, and you're being told what to do. Heavy's back again.
Yeah.
So that's when you're inside walking around and you can interact with different things inside the underwater, you know, whatever, ship. But then you can go out. And so when your day's tasks are done, you can go out and they always say, well, take the rest of the day off. And this happens on every day that's in the chapters. And then you can just go free for all and explore whatever you want.
So it's like a kind of free roaming kind of part of this.
Right. So you can free roam and discover treasures. You can discover supplies you need to build things in your crafting table.
Right.
You know, just like other games might have. But the thing I like about the most is I can just jump into my dive bell and drive around and just chill. And just that, I don't know what it is. It's the sound of being underwater and chilling and having nothing telling me what to do at that moment. It's just so relaxing.
It is.
I don't know. It's like, it's like the super. It's so chill. It's so chill. I mean, it's a single player game. However, I have noticed too that people like to watch me play the game too, like in Discord or whatever, Fate Gaming. So that's been a lot of fun too. So I can just roam around and it's very controller friendly, which helps me because as an older person, you know, having my hands up on keyboards all the time drives my wrist crazy. So.
Yeah,
With all the computer work I do all week, it's nice to just sit back in the chair and hold the controller and play the game for hours.
Yeah,
which is kind
of
cool.
I'm starting to see that there are a lot of reviews for people who didn't play with a controller, even though there is a warning that this dude points out. You get warned that you shouldn't. What?
Does it like?
It doesn't make any sense,
motherfuckers. Video games are hard to make. Like, it's hard to make a game.
Right.
It's like making something that looks, because I just watched the trailer for Under the Waves. It looks very pretty.
Like,
it
looks
very pretty.
Great. Like, it probably is super chill to just kind of coast around in, maybe hop out of the submersible and just go for a stroll under the water. That seems really fucking cool.
In the background, there's this storyline, too. There's like, well, why is this seal following me around? Or why are these creatures following me around for some reason? And I haven't gotten that far yet, so I don't know the exact reason for it. But you're also seeing all sorts of, there's a mystery. There's also lots of wildlife that's down there that you can take pictures of and complete side quests. Mm-hmm. And a lot of side quests. So everybody's out there complaining about, oh, I've got to use a controller, or number two, it's too linear. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, there's a linear story that's wrapped by this freedom. So I don't know.
Those are the people are the same kind of motherfuckers who try the psychopaths who try and play From Software games with a keyboard and mouse.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Preach it.
They're controller only. If you are playing them with a keyboard and mouse, fuck off. It's not for you. It's not your game.
And how many people don't have an effing controller now?
I will give you one. I got like four in this office.
Me too. I've got six in the house.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if it's like just a 10-pound like controller, it's still better than keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Like, you can just sit back, you know what I'm saying?
And just chill.
But then they're like, you know, because they've been playing, well, that's because they've been playing their 8 hours of Warzone and are like, well, I don't want to switch now. You know, I can't switch.
It's an entirely different concept of game. Just,
there's a reason
that fighting games don't work well on a keyboard. There's an exact reason. They work extremely well on the pads, like on the big pads for sure. You can do that shit. I've seen it done. But you know what else works? A fucking controller.
Yes. And if you don't have it on you.
Yeah, like there's a reason, like, you know, first person shooters like tend to like be like keyboard and mouse, like Apex, like that's a weird thing now. That's a whole other conversation.
We're not having that conversation.
But if you're playing cheat-wise on Call of Duty,
you know what I mean?
You need that aimbot help.
Shout out to my Destiny 2 players. Destiny 2 is the highest aim assist in any game.
There you go.
On mouse and keyboard.
You get aim
assist on mouse and keyboard. It's absolute
controller.
Oh no, you still get it. You just also get it for playing on mouse and keyboard. So why wouldn't you play M&K? No, it's absolute BS.
That's crazy.
But the whole point of the game is not to be competitive. The whole point of the game is to build community. So everyone has to be great. Everyone's got to be able to hit the sniper shot.
Right.
Yeah, Call of Duty, Warzone, they do the same thing.
They do the same
thing. Except they give way more assist on controller.
Yeah, they do.
Way more.
That's
assist.
What Apex does. But also, in a sense, I get the controller versus M&K argument on shooters. Because
of course.
A controller was created to play video games. Mouse and keyboard was not. Like, we're all understanding of that. We've made it happen because we're just... we're just built that way. But a controller was literally built to play these games. So,
right. But I would say in those games, though, like mouse aiming, that's where the real skill shot comes in.
Yeah.
Not for Destiny, perhaps, but for these other games.
Yeah, your Apex, your...
Siege
is a great example, actually.
Yeah, there's plenty of games where like you can have like both, or like it's just down to personal preference. But FromSoft...
You will never catch me playing M&K controls on any Dark Souls, Elden Ring, anything. Never.
Of course.
Nope.
I don't hate myself
enough. Nope.
I'm really good at those games on the sticks. I'm going to be really good at those games on the sticks.
Right. And it's a sticks game.
New charity like thing for Heavy to play on M&K?
Charity thing.
sorry. No, shouldn't have suggested it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the poker tournament clears 2K. Fuck it. I'll do
all. Oh, by the way, that's great. You mentioned that. Because we probably need to wrap this bad boy up. We did another great podcast, you guys. It was awesome. We got a charity poker tournament March 22nd, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. please join us at fategaming.com. Shout out to them for sponsoring.
Hey, that's us too.
And having us, I know, having us on our YouTube channel. Love it. Fox Heavy, thanks so much for hanging out and babbling through another podcast. We'll see you guys, everybody out there watching and listening to the end. Appreciate it. Like, subscribe, hit that notification button. And we'll see you guys in like four weeks, something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Fuck you all.
Thanks for listening. This was the Fate Nation podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and check us out on all socials at Fate Gaming. Why not check out our growing community of over 4,000 gamers at www.fategaming.com. Remember over 18s only. See you next time.
Do you even play this game, bro?
God, how did you even miss that guy?
You suck, noob.
Are you tired of being teamed up with a bunch of toxic randos who are too busy talking smack to have fun? Then join us at fategaming.com, where you can be part of a friendly and respectful 18-plus community where our members are focused on having fun and building friendships. Visit us now at www.fategaming.com.